So there's this plug there, and I notice I go to put something away and I have to move the toaster, and the toaster is plugged in. And
The
those fools have been toasting their toast in the closet.
closet. Yep.
And they look at me straight in the face, and I looked at Thatcher because Tim wasn't home. I unplugged it, first of all, because I'm like, no. I'm like, we're not doing that. It's on a plastic thing. There's crumbs everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? And I said, Thatcher, I said, have you been toasting in the closet? And he's like, I did, but our dad did first. And I said,
Dad did
I'm sure that that's true, but I'm like, we're done with that. And I fully knew what they were going to say. It was all like, but it's so efficient and it's so easy. And you just said, I'm like, you either walk your toast in there and then go back in and get your toast out of the toaster when it's done, or you walk the toaster out to the kitchen and then put the toaster back. It's the same walking, but you're not toasting.
quicker than the bread, so I don't know. I
Well,
don't
then
know.
I just called them both lazy. I said, you're telling me you can't take some steps to go get your sourdough bread out of get your toaster? What are you saying to me? So
That's hilarious.
I put the kibosh and all that. So that's how my weekend's going.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Well, hey, welcome everybody to another exciting episode of Designer Cornbread Podcast. It's episode 147, and we're so glad you're here, aren't we,
Going to
Joni?
be a riveting one. Yes.
Riveting. We've
Riveting.
got updates on in-service days. We we have a lot. Let me just tell you this though, so you understand where this morning I accidentally took a big sip of white wine, and I thought it was coffee because last night I had it in one of my little coffee cups. Don't ask me why. Don't worry about it. It keeps it cold. So I had it in my little Yeti on my desk here. And then this morning I came in and I had a different one, but I picked up the other one and took a sip. And it wasn't coffee.
That would be quite the shocker.
It Let me tell you,
And
it really.
anytime, you think you're drinking like water and it turns out to be Sprite, or you think you're, and it's
Well,
like,
this
what?
was way worse. This was
Yeah, I would.
way.
There's a big difference.
And you
Holly,
know, your sip of your sips.
y'all, Holly is trying. What this is, she's trying to make an excuse for her day drinking. Now we've just like moved way
No.
on to
It was
early in the
breakfast.
morning. And so.
It was morning. I'm not gonna lie. And you
Should
know
just added some orange juice and
your sip size of coffee sip is vastly different than your sip size of wine.
yes,
Those
it
are
is.
different sizes. And I did a coffee size sip. That was a rude awakening. So anyway,
Or a very good awakening,
I know what
depending on how you're looking at
I
it.
guess, but it wasn't great. Wasn't great. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my
And it wasn't
goodness.
cold anymore. It didn't matter. It was just a situation, you guys. So you
Okay.
guys can just be praying for me. And then also the other thing too, this is not, this is just, it's been a weird weekend. Everything's, just kind of crazy. But I go into my new laundry closet, which is wonderful and fantastic, even in spite of the timing of it all being done. It is wonderful and fantastic. I am now all on board. I'm very fancy with my laundry closet. That aside, I have a shelf in there with all my like small kitchen appliances. So like, the slow cooker and everything, the toaster has to go in there because I just don't want it out on the counter and I don't have anywhere else. I guess I could make a space for it in the kitchen. Anyway, so that's all in there. I go in the other day, and since Tim has redone that whole closet, he added some outlets, and that's great too because like all his DeWalt charger things now have a spot in the closet instead of in the office on the kitchen counter everywhere. So there's this plug there. And I notice I go to put something away and I have to move the toaster. And the toaster is plugged in. And those fools have been toasting their toast in the closet.
In the closet, yep.
And they look at me straight in the face. And I looked at Thatcher because Tim wasn't home. Yeah. I unplugged it, first of all, because I'm like, no. I'm like, we're not doing that. It's on a plastic thing. There's crumbs everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? And I said, Thatcher, I said, have you been toasting in the closet? And he's like, I did, but my dad did first. And I said, I'm sure that that's true. But I'm like, we're done with that. And I fully knew what they were going to say. It was all like, but it's so efficient and it's so easy. And you just said, I'm like, you either walk your toast in there and then go back in and get your toast out of the toaster when it's done, or you walk the toaster out to the kitchen and then put the toaster back. It's the same. It's the same walking, but you're not toasting.
It's bigger than the bread, so I don't know.
I just called them both lazy. I said, "You're telling me you can't take some steps to go get your sourdough bread out of get your toaster? What are you saying to me?" So
that's hilarious.
I put the kibosh on all that. So that's how my weekend's going. Okay. How about you?
Had a good weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. We went down to Florence and had a little date night on the river.
Oh.
There and did a little bit of shopping. And
oh, that sounds lovely.
To a one-year-old birthday party on Saturday.
Okay. Now, where'd you eat? Where'd you eat in Florence?
It is called River Bottom Grill.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. And it's just right there on the river below the bridge. And then Sunday was church and pretty relaxed today.
Nice.
Went down to Burnt Church last night.
Did you?
It went down to Burnt Church.
Well, was there a time to be had?
Well, while we were in Eureka Springs, no, it was pretty low key. While we were in Eureka Springs, Ron called me and said, there is a bucket of eggs on my porch. It was like a big, big.
And you guys, yes, it was a bucket.
Full of eggs.
Full of eggs.
And I was like, oh, it's probably wit. And so sure enough, yeah, they had. So we finally made our way through the eggs. And
you gave a bunch to us and we just made our way through them too. And my family is sad now, but they don't have any more special eggs.
And I took the bucket back to wit and we stayed down there and talked to Paige and David for a little bit.
Nice. Nice. Did they fill the bucket back up for you to take back or no?
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Probably will.
That is so awesome.
Speaking
of eggs, I have a little egg update. I talk about Avery's duck, Clover, possibly laying eggs? Did I tell you about that?
No, you did not. Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, a couple weeks ago, she said, we got this call. It was something on the family call. And she was like, Clover, that's the girl duck, naturally. She laid eggs, and it's early. They really weren't expecting them quite yet. She wasn't quite old enough. And she sent a picture, and there was like 9 eggs. And I was like, what in the world? I thought for your first time laying eggs, I was like, well, it turned out that was the chickens. The chickens tricked her.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They got in. They were let out to roam around. And the ducks were out of their area. And anyway, they got in and some uppity hen got in there and laid a bunch of eggs. Because I was really surprised. It was early. They were like, it's really too early for her to be laying, but okay. So it was a false alarm. But this week, Clover has officially laid 3 eggs. Her first 3 eggs. We have evidence. We have proof. And Avery already ate a couple. She said I had to kind of pause for a minute. She was like, it kind of weirded me out a little bit. Like, I don't know. She'd never had duck eggs and I hadn't either.
So I will tell you, y'all probably heard me talk about, I do not eat eggs.
Yeah.
For psychological reasons.
For psychological
reasons. Traumatic events caused mental, by my sister.
Mental nervous reasons.
Mental crazy. But Ron loves eggs and everybody, raves about duck eggs and how great that they are. And they bake so much better.
Okay.
Too. So Really good. For
okay.
Me.
That I'll have to keep that. I'll have to file that in the back of my head there. And I wonder if is it a lower water content, or I wonder what.
I don't know.
I know they're supposed to be a little more nutritious.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
And I've got to figure out, because duck eggs are bigger, right? And so I don't know.
A little bit.
Like, if it calls for two eggs, do you just use one egg?
Or would I don't know that they're twice as big. I'll have to look. She sent a picture, but it looked like it was in just a regular.
Do you need to? I'll have to get some and just play around and see, because it would be interesting. Would you need to increase your other ingredients a little bit? I mean, it's not going to be a huge amount.
I don't think it's going to make that big. Let me look here. I mean, she sent this picture. I can't see it from the side. But here, it's in an egg, like a carton. See, it's not
That's a little duck egg, though. That's a smaller
one. Okay. Yeah, her first try. It's her first try. Don't be mean to Clover.
I'm just saying, that's a smaller duck
that's
egg.
That's just a little duck egg, Clover. You didn't do nothing.
And she'll get bigger as she goes
And then I was like, I think she had one. I think her mother-in-law, Jill, was saying she, if I'm remembering right, she had the first one in the water, which was not good. You don't want them to have it. But I'm like, well, it probably, she was probably really surprised her.
Yeah.
She's like, what's happening?
It's happening.
It's her first time. She's like, I don't know what's going on. Something's happening. So we're very proud. Clover is laying her eggs. And then Avery and I were FaceTiming, our family FaceTime call, but Tim and Thatch, I don't know where they weren't on it. Anyway, we were on with Hudson, and he's out at the river. So we're just looking up his nose, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, hold on. And he like drops the phone, and because he caught a fish right there on the FaceTime call.
Yeah, he and Caleb are like fishing constantly, I think.
I know. And it's so great, but it was so funny because he's just on the phone. I see him doing a hook. All of a sudden, we just see Sky, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, hold on. And I thought, I thought he went in the water. I was like, what's happening? Pulled up a fish, kept on talking. I'm like, what? Yeah. We'll let you go. I'm like, well, we'll let we'll talk to you later. Right. So anyway.
Oh, goodness.
Well, good. Well, give us an update. On your school re-entry to the real world.
So in-service has been pretty low-key. It's not been too bad. We've not had like endless meetings like we normally do. So it was good. We did, you know, the countywide in-service, we had a speaker who came. His name is Brad Johnson, Dr. Brad Johnson. He was outstanding. Oh. I mean, I took all kinds of notes. And just was really, really great. He was talking about a study that I want to say maybe NASA did, and they were looking for, they wanted to get like the geniuses early on, you know, figure out who's genius level. And so they went to this school and just started testing them, and they were going to follow them through. Well, they thought they hit the mother lode. Because at 4 and 5 years old, they had 90% tested at creative genius level.
Oh.
And then as they got into school, it continued to drop.
Uh-huh.
By the time they got to be in high school, they were at 10% creative genius level.
Yep.
By the time they graduated, there was 2%. That was creative genius level.
Wow.
You know, and so that was interesting, but he just really, really was very good. It was, you know, some of these you sit there and frankly, with CTE, it just does not apply to you.
It doesn't always apply.
That they do. Mm-hmm. So you're just sitting there and it's meaningless, but this guy was really good. I mean, and tips for all classroom management,
nice.
Yeah. So, just really, he was outstanding.
Oh, that's great. That's excellent. When it really, you know, when you can really get something out of it, that's awesome.
Okay. And I promised you a West story. I knew there would be one.
Excellent.
So they got some new books, and they all got delivered to the middle school. And so the middle school, and because it was middle school books and high school books, so they divided them up. Couple of the men at high school went and picked up the high school books. Well, they started unloading and unpacking, and there was a bunch that was for the middle school. And the middle school called and said, hey, we've got, you know, half a pallet of books that belong to y'all. And so
someone did a really good job sorting.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they called Wes during lunch or something. And or maybe that morning, I don't know when they called Demeter. And he said, well, Coach Gene and I'll go pick these up. Well, he gets there and Coach Gene has a meeting out of town. And then, so he calls, he's looking for the vice principal, and his mother had a medical issue, so he'd called in sick. And then the other vice principal, who's in charge of like CTE and all the shop stuff and all that, mm-hmm. He was out too, and he was getting rehab. He had shoulder surgery, and so he was at rehab and all that, trying to get through all that. So Wes called and he remembered that shop had a forklift.
Oh, no.
When they started, he thought, well, I'll just do it by myself. He said, after carrying two boxes, I went, I'm not doing all this by myself. He's loading them in his truck and he went, oh, shop's got the forklift. And he said, and I knew how to drive it.
Oh.
So, you know, I called Mr. Strickland. He didn't answer the phone. Anyway, I just went down there. I raised the garage door up. And he said, you got to remember, he said, y'all, there's maybe an inch between the top of the garage and the top of the forklift.
Oh, no.
And he said, very limited clearance. Mm. And so he goes out there, raises the garage door, gets the key, starts up the forklift, and he hears something. Well, he's not moving yet, so he knows it's not him. But he's looking kind of underneath, making sure, you know, there's nothing wrong, nothing's mm-hmm. going on. And so he went, oh, he said, the band's out there practicing. It's the drums. Okay. So pops it in reverse. He starts backing out. He's watching his overhead and all that. When all of a sudden he hears this god-awful screeching and all that, the sound that he had heard was the garage door coming down.
Oh, no.
He said, folded that thing up like a boomerang.
Oh, he broke the garage door on like the first day of.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. Well, no, nobody else can get in trouble. It was him.
No, it's all him.
My gosh. Please tell me there's cameras somewhere in there that just show it all.
Goodness. I know. Oh, there are, because I looked at, because there was, he said, I sent the videos to people who needed the videos.
Yes.
And I looked at Mr. Strickland and I said, I'm going to need that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to need a little copy.
I'm going to need that.
No, that's a bad day.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to do the right, trying to get the books and no one's answering the phone.
He's got no help. He's got no nothing. So he ended up loading up all the books by himself.
Yeah. And now he has to, get a PO order for a new door.
Yeah, for a new garage door.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh,
that's a great start.
So we knew there would be a West story, and there was a West story.
Sure enough, he didn't fail us.
No. So I do have something I want to talk about, though.
Good.
For parents of, I would say teenagers, but I'm afraid this is even trickling down into the elementary schools.
Okay.
And we have a huge problem with vaping.
Yeah, you said that last year. It's still okay.
Oh, okay. It is. Vaping is a huge problem. And it does so much damage to their lungs. Mm-hmm. When I was working at the health department, we had, you know, all these programs on it. And they actually said it's better for you to smoke a cigarette than it is for you to vape.
It's so unbelievable.
Because of all the chemicals, all of the everything that's in the vape.
Okay. Mm.
And it's damaging kids' lungs. It's really a huge problem. And I call them the bathroom brigade, the ones who always have to go to the bathroom. And you can't, you know, as soon as you tell a kid, no, you can't go to the bathroom.
Right.
Then you get in trouble because she really had to go.
I know. That's kind of not your job to figure out.
No. Right. So, but here's the thing. And you can come up with all kinds of things. My child would never is one. Mm. And I talk to my kids about it. I mean, all the time, constant. And they have told me, they're like, we have like in our friend group, there's like one person that does not vape. I mean, these are Christian kids.
Yeah. And they don't think there's anything wrong with it. No. I mean, they really, I think, honestly think, like you said, you know, it's better. It's not so bad. They can kind of be cool and not
so
really.
I mean, when my kids, I mean, they're in my house all the time, all these kids, and they're like, no, literally, Caleb was like, I have like one friend in that group. And he's not naming names. He's not telling me.
No.
But out of all those kids, I would think that maybe one vaped. Mm. But he's telling me they all vape except one. Wow. And I'm going, okay. So check it. This is not the time for privacy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that used to be a big thing back when we were growing up. And I don't want to invade their privacy. I don't want to. But y'all, there's so much out there that can harm them now that we did not have.
Yeah.
Vapes, the phones, get in their phones because I've asked my students, I'm like, how many times a week do you get asked for an inappropriate picture? Mm-hmm. These are girls that I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, every day, multiple times a day. And these are your church going kids.
Your normal good kids, quote unquote.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not the stoners. Know?
And they're like every day. Yeah. Every day.
Oh my goodness.
And now with AI out there, you don't know. You could have a 40-year-old pervert posing as even a friend.
Nothing's real. Nothing. Don't assume anything's real.
Real. And they can't grasp that there's any danger.
Right.
In any of this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I am, as a teacher in high school, I am begging you as parents, be on top of this. Check your child's stuff.
Yeah. Because, and also, like, I mean, and I know I don't claim to know how to do that all with the phone because I think there's so many underground ways that they can do stuff. But let me tell you what, you're paying for that phone.
And when it comes back, when that child stuff comes back, it's coming back in your name.
Yeah. And well, just besides that, like that is a privilege that they have.
So
if they're taking the car you buy them and you're paying for everything and they are driving your car and they're doing illegal or bad stuff that's bad for them, you're going to stop letting them drive that car. Like, and the, you know, the phone's the same thing. And I don't claim to know, like I said, I don't claim to know exactly how I'll tell you one thing, just as a side note before you carry on. Thatcher and his buddies, and they've had this set up for quite a while. I didn't realize he still had it set up, to be honest. He's 27, grown man, living on his own, you know, job and all the things. And he has it set up with his good buddy. I think he and Josh and maybe Luke or someone. Anyway, if he wants to download an app on his phone, it code gets sent to Josh. He can't download an app. Josh has to send him a code and he has to say, in fact, he sent it to Tim. So I'm not even sure. Maybe he has it go, but I think, so Josh has to say, hey, what are you getting? Yeah. What is, you know, knows what it is. It's an accountability that they set up for themselves as grown ass men. Oops, excuse me.
But they need that. There's so much.
Yeah. And I admire that. And you could do that with your kid or your kid's friends groups or, you know, maybe set some stuff up, but I think the phones are hard.
Phones are terrible. A matter of fact, Ron just had a situation of a woman was checking. You know, you think you have all these things in place. She's checking to see how much time her kids are spending on apps or whatever. And she was like, why is he spending 8 hours? He's spending 8 hours on the Bible app. And she thought, well, maybe he fell asleep listening, to it on whatever. And but it kept being consistent. Well, it turns out the boy and his girlfriend were sending one another pictures. They would and attach Bible verses to these rude pictures.
Boy,
and this was all going. Yeah, yeah.
And here's the real. You know, it's so tough because you can spend 24 hours a day trying to police your children on this.
And you're still not going to catch all of it.
And the thing is, it's a heart, condition. It's a heart. It is a, ultimately, I would rather, I don't know. I'm speaking just off the cuff, but I would rather, I think it'd be more productive to spend more time pouring into them the truth of the Lord and a loving, you know, put an emphasis on your loving, connected, open relationship with them than I would about checking on their phones.
It is. I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Okay.
Communication is key, 100%.
Yep.
Need to be doing that. But the influences and the people pulling at them from the other direction,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's such temptation and such, I mean, you remember being a teenager and, mm-hmm. you know, wanting to be cool or be yep. liked or be, and so they've got these people pressuring them to do this or that,
mm-hmm.
and hard for them to say no to these things. It's hard for them. And then they get pulled into something that they don't feel like they can get out of.
Yes,
they don't feel
yes.
like they can even, even with really good communication with your parents, even really good, there are all these expectations and mm-hmm. stuff, and kids fall, but you've got to help them.
You do. You do. I think my point is, though, to the story you just told, if they want a way around it, there's no policing you can do.
No.
There's not enough. You don't have enough time, smarts, technological. I guarantee none of us know half the stuff that these kids know to get around all your little things. So you're sitting here trying to put out fires. I'm not saying don't do it. I totally agree with you. But as much time or more that you're spending getting on the phone, putting out fires, trying to set up all this stuff, you need to be doing as much, if not more, of non-judgmental, loving, talking about, hey, this is the deal. I know you know, be real honest, be really honest with your kids, really upfront with them.
Yeah, you have to do both.
You do have to do both.
You can't, just say, we're going to do this really good parenting.
No.
We're going to put our head
in. You got to do both. And you tell it. You can tell them. Again, you know, in the way, and again, I don't claim we didn't have it like this when our kids were younger. It was not to this level. So I cannot say that I've been through this at all. So I admire parents that are really in the trenches doing this right now because, man, it's a situation. But, you know, tell them what you're setting up. Make agreements together. Get your kid involved and on board with it as much as you can because that is the only way. Because if they want to get around it, they will.
It's a dangerous, mm-hmm. and that's where you've got to, you can't sugarcoat anything anymore.
No, just be real upfront.
You cannot, you've got to, because it is a dangerous, mm-hmm. dangerous world on their phones.
Yeah. And you've got lots of grace for them. You know, you've got lots of compassion and grace because, again, Joni said, you said it so great. I mean, remember when you were a teenager, like, remember, it's a lot. And
you don't want to fail, but you do. And you, then you don't
do.
Want
we all
to.
Do. Yeah.
You yep. know, anyway.
I'm, and if we I'm had all, had that option, and if we had had that option,
I am, I'm a little off topic from what I started, but
that's
let me
right.
go back for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you need to know. There are, and this is where I started going to, you know, look at their stuff, get in their stuff. They have hoodies now that the vape is in the drawstring. They have backpacks that the vape is in the strap on the backpack. And here's the thing, a vape, one pod has as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. And these kids, a lot of them are doing 3 pods a day.
Mm.
So the addiction is so bad. And then that leads to all your anxiety, all your nervousness, all your, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And they're hiding it in Sharpies. In just a regular pen.
I mean,
that will even write.
We, you guys, this is, we're such old farts. We used to go through all kinds of measures to hide chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Okay. That was the big mecca of my life was getting away.
Pressing it on the roof of your mouth.
Okay.
yeah.
So like we made it a science, but you know, like this is a different time.
This is so. Just look, if your kid comes in with a new sweatshirt that you don't know where they got it, check that drawstring. If a new backpack suddenly shows up, investigate it. If they're, you know, really keeping a close hand on their Sharpie.
I might need to borrow that Sharpie from them real fast. Hey, let me borrow that Sharpie real quick.
That Sharpie. Look, we had last year, the policeman came in, our sheriff, he came in, and this wasn't vapes, but he came in with a can of Pringles. And he said, here, you want a Pringle? And I said, yeah, thanks, you know, and took the top off. There's a potato chip in there. And he said, hold on, let me show you something. Put the top back on it, turned it upside down, screwed off the bottom, hidden compartment that he had taken up.
Kids, listen, kids. Yeah. Yeah. Coach Holly here. y'all are dedicating a lot of time and smarts and creativity and energy on something that is stupid.
That was to bring drugs in.
That was even different. Okay, yeah. I mean, and that's always going to be a case.
But I'm just saying, if you see something, you know, that you go, why is he eating so many Pringles? Why is he doing, if something just seems off, go check it.
Absolutely. That's great advice. Yep. Be nosy. You are the parent. You can be nosy as you want.
Yeah.
And if they got a problem with it, that ought to be a little flag.
And that's a fly. If you ask to borrow their pen and they won't give it to you or keep coming up with an excuse.
Yeah, flag, but that's good to know all these little weird things. Right.
Here's your other excuse. Well, my child doesn't go anywhere to buy a vape. He has no access to getting a vape.
Yeah,
only in sixth grade. He's only in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what's going on. There are parents who were going in and buying a bunch of vapes, and they are sending these vapes to school with their school age kid to sell to the other kids. That's 100%.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Where are the police finding out who these little parents are and paying them a little visit?
I have no idea, but that is going on right here in our school system.
Yike.
That's how they are making their money. So they're going in, they're buying the vapes and send them with their school age child to sell.
Yep.
So it is a completely different world. And I think a lot of parents are just being blindsided.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Cause again, if you think of like our age, we are just a titch older, but kind of some of the same generation of people that still have kids in high school, you know, and that age, or maybe they had kids later. And again, when we, not that everything compares to what you, but that's your mindset is, you know, the dudes behind the gym, you know, you got to kind of go behind the gym and meet with whoever to get the whatever, you know, like you knew if you kind of avoided that or that time or that place or that area or those people, you kind of,
no,
you have to worry about it.
They're sitting right there in class and picking up their hoodie.
Yeah.
Cream, sucking on it and the vape.
There you go. Well, those hoodies, man, you got to watch it.
And then they just blow it out, you know, just kind of down in there.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Their faces, if their faces are all down in the thing, I mean, you're like, come on now, buddy. Come on now.
Well, it didn't have to be very obvious. I mean, I had a kid one time that had a pen and vaped and then had a water bottle and would blow it down into the water bottle. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no more hoodies, no more pens, no more water bottles. You come in a prisoner jumpsuit. We change them all out at the door. Okay, calm down, lady. Okay, I think I will calm down now.
Anyway,
that is good.
School starts back up.
That's good to hear.
Here's you some things as parents. Just it's just not the time to be sideline parents.
Exactly. And it's good word. And as hard as it is to hear and as crazy as it is to talk about and hear, and it can, you know, feel very depressing and overwhelming and all that. But I think it's good. I think it's good to really hear the truth and just go, okay, maybe I didn't know, or maybe I do know. Maybe I need to, you know, up this, or maybe at the beginning of the year, you know, your kids are all coming back together, re-talking about it, re-bringing it up, and, you know, let your kids know where you stand on it. Because honestly, a lot of times we think as parents, you know, that our kids are just checked out from what we're saying. And, you know, they can be, but they still hear, they let them know where you stand on it. Because if you're not clear about it, then they just kind of, it's like, well, we don't want you to, you know, it's not the best idea. No, just be very clear. And that way, at least they kind of know that. But Well, I have a different back to school tip, which isn't as probably as important as one you just said. But I was just thinking, this is just stupid. This is not anything life changing, but maybe for the parents taking their kids to college. Again, all of y'all are getting ready. It's an exciting time. The packing has begun. The cleanouts have begun. The tears have begun. All the things have begun. So, I just thought of another one. Okay, so just a couple of things on clothes. This is how we packed the kids' clothes. And this is not, again, I've talked about the IKEA blue bags. Okay, and there's different versions of those you can get on Amazon. The IKEA ones are just, I know they work and they last and all that. And they're inexpensive. And they're those big duffel things. They fold down to nothing. The kids can use them again. They can use them as a laundry thing. They can use them to store clothes under, you know, to come home with laundry, whatever. They're just very handy. But for the hanging stuff, to be honest, at least for Avery, I don't remember what we did for Thatcher. I blanked out on that. But I just took big, you know, those big, like, really heavy duty, like construction trash bags. Yes. That are like really, yeah, those big, thick, black, bigger trash bags. They're like the contractor, you know, bags or something. Anyway, I just took those and would take a bunch of hangers, you know, of this clothes on the hangers, and I put a little hole in the bottom of the bag, you know, made a reverse garment bag, basically, and just put that over top of it, got the hangers through that hole, zip tied those together so they stayed. And then the bottom has just the tie. You just tie up the bottom and then you just lay them in. And that's all we did. And it was kind of silly, but she was like, man, that was really easy. Cause then you get to school and you're not putting everything on hangers. I think we did that once. It was like, we are putting everything. We did the hangers separate and then the clothes. And I was like, no, they go in the trash bag. They come out. In fact, she kept the bags and just did it. When she moved back out, she just did it the same way. So there's your very scientific tip.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. I'm here to help. The other thing is to bring, because someone told us this, and I thought, huh, but then I did it several times. Bring a little doorstop, like those rubber doorstop hold openers for move-in day. Because let me tell you what, those doors don't stay open. They're meant to close, which is fine for fire and all the things. You're going to open and close that door about 50 million times. And when it's hot and you're moving and you're schlepping stuff up three floors and all that business, you just need the door to stay open. So there's your tip. You guys can thank me later. The door stop. I should just send that to parents. That should be my thing, that I like just send to parents, people I know that kids are going to school. I just should randomly send them from Amazon door stops. Like, what the heck?
And garbage bags.
And garbage bags. Like, did you order
graduation.
These?
Graduation.
No, I didn't order those. Yeah, for graduation presents. Here you go. Congrats. Anyway. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, do you have anything else you need to share? What's your week looking like this week? When do the people come?
It comes tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
Not everybody. Juniors and seniors come tomorrow. Tonight they have senior night. It's not school sanctioned, and so I don't have to go, but the parents get together, and I mean, they have a big old party, you know, until midnight, and then
that's fun.
They go home, and they go to bed, and then they get up at sunrise, and they go watch the sunrise at the football stadium and have breakfast, and then there's the parade of seniors coming in.
Oh, that's a whole fun, what a fun way to kick off the year.
And they parade downtown, you know, from town to the school.
Right.
Police escorts, fire truck escorts, the whole thing, seniors coming in.
Oh my goodness.
And, yeah. So they have a big day. Now they will be dead tomorrow.
They will be of no use to anyone.
No use. But that's okay. These first days for me, I don't do anything anyway, because they have assemblies where they have to go over, you know, all the graduation stuff, all the rules, all this, that, and the other. And I don't know how long they're going to be in my class. Mm. And I have mixed classes anyway, so I've got like sophomores, juniors.
Right,
and
so you can't really go ahead.
So I just wait for everybody to get there. So Tuesday, juniors and seniors come. Wednesday are freshmen. Thursday are freshmen and sophomores. And then Friday, everybody, we are back to normal.
Okay. And then it's the weekend and everyone can go home and rest.
And everybody can come home. Yeah, we try to break the freshmen in a little easy. I mean, it's overwhelming because we've got, you know, about 1,000 kids in the
school.
And so, you know, coming in, you don't know where anything is.
If find your locker.
Slap those kids in there. Yeah. Where since seniors lie to them, you know, where, you know, where's, do you know where R12 is? Yeah. You go down to the gym.
Listen,
you know,
I mean, bless their little hearts.
Bless their hearts.
It's just all part of it, guys. It'll be okay.
Yeah, just so we give them a, we break them in a little easy. And so, anyway, and
that's
so
awesome.
That's it. And
then
we are at it.
Okay.
So,
are you ready?
Recipe?
You're putting your spectacles on. So it means it's recipe.
It is. Okay. So I said last week I was doing a little series of summer soups here for August. And last week we did the strawberry peach soup. And so this week is avocado cucumber soup.
Mm.
These are all chilled soups. So for this one, you need 2.5 cups of plain yogurt, 2 cups of half and half, salt and pepper, just to taste, however you like that, 1.5 avocados finely diced.
Mm.
3 cucumbers, go ahead and peel them, seed them, and finally dice them. I don't know that seeding is really important. That's going to take you a long time. But
yeah, but if those seeds get in
those,
there,
no,
sometimes
but just
they don't grind up.
As much as you can, you know.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay, I gotcha. I'm
going to finally dice them. A tablespoon of grated onion and 1 cup of cold chicken broth. And you're going to combine your yogurt cream, salt, and pepper, add your avocados, cucumbers, onion, then your chicken broth, and chill it overnight. Serve it real cold. Now you do need some condiments to go on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need fresh chives that you're going to chop those up real fine. Bacon that's
crumbled. That's a good idea.
Toasted almonds that are chopped. And you can get a tomato that's field seeded and chopped. You can use all of those or a few of those. Or
yep. I think the key on this soup is those toppings.
Is the toppings.
Like however you want to make it kind of all chunky and full of like all that goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. That does sound really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
And I believe it's my top three.
Top three.
It is your top three. So I hope you have some really good stuff
us. I do. I just have to pull it up here.
Okay. All right.
So my first one is Fixed. F-I-X-D.
Fixed. Okay.
And what it is, when my boys all got this, and so, and it has come in to be a lifesaver. But you know, when your check engine light or something comes on, you can take this little bitty cube thing and plug it into, it's underneath your dashboard, plug it into that sensor, and it will tell you exactly why your check engine
light. It's the little magic computer reader.
It's, and it's Bluetooth. And so it goes to your phone, tells you what's wrong with it, and even what price, you know, how much this should cost to get it.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, I'm putting that on a list for people now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell it?
F-I-X-D.
Okay.
I'll put it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, but I'm just going to look at it.
Okay. The next thing that I have, and this is kind of jumping ahead with, you know, how we're coming into fall and holidays and all of that. But one of the things that I bought when everybody was coming for the 4th of July and all that, I needed an extra cot. And sometimes cots can be very uncomfortable.
Very
cot-like, you know, and you can feel like the metal bar underneath and you can, you know, you get flashback to my grandparents. They had those spring,
fold-out sofa.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So this is, I bought this and it is a fold-up, but it's an old school cot. It's not like, you know, like your camping cots.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bed cot, but it's very comfortable. I mean, because I laid on it to make sure it wasn't, you know, I figured I thought they're going to feel this bar, right?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
It is not. It was very comfortable. It was just like sleeping on a twin bed.
Okay.
So it is called Integrate Folding Bed with Mattress.
Okay. Yeah, because it has a mattress.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not just like a canvas cot.
No. It's not a cot. Yeah. It is the, you know, the springboard with the mattress on
nice.
It.
Nice. Okay. It's like as good as a camp bunk bed or better. I mean,
because
the
better,
springs,
yeah.
You don't have a bar.
You don't have. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was very comfortable. I was very pleased with it because, you know, you order this stuff and you're like, I don't really know, but I'm going to get it. So Integrate Folding Bed. And now I've forgotten what my last one was. I love it. Oh no, here it is. I bought some protein shakes.
Oh,
and they are, I don't even know how to pronounce it, O-W-Y-N. And they come in three flavors. You can get it's a plant-based protein shake. Mm-hmm. And I think you may have had one.
I did, now that you're telling me that name. Yeah, and they were pretty good. They were good.
It has 20 grams of protein in it. Has 5 carbs, 3 grams of fiber. And anyway, they have a dark chocolate and a cold brew coffee.
Yeah, I had the coffee one. It was really good.
And a cookies and cream. And they're all, you know, non-GMO and 100% plant-based. So I've been really pleased with them.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah.
I'm looking at their stuff. They also have a vanilla and a strawberry banana.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Because I'm always, you know, kind of looking and you don't really know what to get. It's overwhelming to, yeah. I feel that way about... I bought this new protein powder that I now have two. I bought this and it's too sweet. Anyway,
they can get chalky.
Well, they can have that protein. Which I mean, protein powder. I don't expect it to not necessarily. I mix it with a smoothie, so I really don't taste the proteiny kind of taste. But like with the protein bars that I get, like I found some that like I like because they don't have that proteiny taste. But you know, you never know. There's so many on the market. It's always good to have a recommendation from someone like that. So those shakes were good. Excellent. Well, thank you. Those were very good ones.
Here to help.
Yeah, I know. We're always here to help. We're just serving. We just have servant hearts.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. So camps are done. All the camps are done. Everyone's headed home and got home safe and all that kind of stuff. And I always see the pictures of the counselors leaving and the boys singing the It Is Well at Ridgecrest. And it just... You just remember that feeling so much because it's been such a long, busy and kind of, you know, I'm sure crazy summer, but man, when it's time to go, it's like, it can be a little tough. So thinking about all of them, but all right. Did you have anything else, any other announcements you needed to tell us about?
I have nothing.
Okay. Well, you've had good stories. You've already had a West story. So we're feeling pretty good about the year. It's going to be a good West the Pest year, I feel like.
Great. Yes. We're off to a good start.
We're off to a really good start. So awesome. Well, I hope everyone has a fantastic week. We're here in August and hope it's great. I hope you're getting all your stuff done you need to get done. Or if you're not, you're just go sleep on a cot. Go get a folding cot.
Get you a hammock and go.
Go rest. But until next week, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Pat.
Thanks.
So I would just hear da 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 in the parent.
Let me talk over top of you again.
Okay,
keep talking.
Oh no, I'll keep talking.
Keep talking, Ron. Don't stop talking ever, Ron.
Wow, that's amazing. She never says that to me. This is gonna be the lead in, by the way.